verse 5, with his stripes we are healed. And typically we read it, with his stripes we are healed. And this morning I was inspired to read it, put the emphasis a little differently. With his stripes we are healed. All of us, if we can remember our childhood, remember the healing effect of stripes. But here he is telling us it's not by those stripes, it's not by the stripes that we receive that we're healed, it's by his stripes. And as we sang this song that Brother Paul invited us to and heard the story, just sort of recounted in song about Christ's submission, I had to think along the lines that Brother Paul was thinking too, that the severest suffering was not the physical. It was dying to himself, dying to his desire to prove, assuming that at that time his humanity was still intact, his desire to prove those people wrong that were saying, others he saved, himself he cannot save. He could have proved them wrong, but he died instead. And this morning, I see those as a part of the stripes that our Lord and our Savior suffered. This morning again, we come with our hearts softened, remembering that the goodness of God and the grace of God are a gift to each man, and we will benefit only from them as we receive them, as we believe and receive them. Shall we sing the first two stanzas of Just As I Am, Jesus? We stand together. The scriptures tell us that the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. This bread, he said, represents my broken body. And then he told us to commemorate his suffering and death with this bread. And today, as we do this, may the Lord move in our hearts to receive this gift of his broken body in our lives in a fresh way. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord and Father, we honor you and we thank you this morning for the gift of salvation that was wrought through your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the work that you did and for this emblem, this ceremony that you left us to remind ourselves, to remind us and others of the work that you have done. And this morning our hearts are touched again at your broken body, your broken spirit, your broken will that kept you on the cross. We honor you and we thank you and we pray that taking this bread today may inspire and encourage us and nourish our spiritual souls, our spirits and our souls in a way that encourages and strengthens us to live faithfully for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we then in reverence and remembrance eat of this bread? Let's give thanks afresh. Heavenly Father, again we honor you for sending your Son, that he was willing to suffer a broken body on our behalf. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Same scriptures that spoke about the bread as the as serving as an emblem or as a symbol of the broken body of Christ, speak of the cup that he gave to them. He said, drink ye all of it, simply meaning that they should all partake symbolically in his shed blood. Today we are gathered as servants of his, these 2,000 years later, commemorating the same in a similar way. May God help us that we understand, that we apply and receive all that his shed blood is intended to provide for us. Let us pray. Eternal Father, again we thank you for providing for us so amply. We thank you for the love that you've poured out on humanity by sending your Son. We just acknowledge the sacrifice you made in sending him. And now we acknowledge the sacrifice that Jesus made. And thank you, our Lord, for having shed your blood on Calvary's cross that cleanses us, that washes us from sin, though they be scarlet. Like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. We rest in that confidence. We rest in that fact. And we believe in confidence that you have done that for us. We receive it with gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we yet once more bow our heads in thanksgiving? Our Father, we thank you again from our hearts for the work that you have done, the work that you did to create us, to bring us, to create us after the image of, after your own image, the image of your Son. And today, Lord, you have, through salvation, brought us afresh to that new image after we had fallen. And today you give us the grace and the strength because of his shed blood to bear his image as we go forth. May we do so while we do it imperfectly, we do it sincerely and honestly. And we want, Lord, for you to have your way and your will in our lives at all times. We thank you, we praise you, and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to invite several of the ministering brothers to give a word of testimony. I'll start with Brother David, and then I'd like to just invite others of you to voluntarily respond to that, if you would, please.
I I've been present for many communion services, and it's always good. It's always precious. I've never heard a communion message like we heard this morning, and it was, again, very precious. And certainly, we need to be reminded of the angels that God has so ably provided for our, as ministers for our needs. And we are very much aware that we come to the Lord, to God, through Jesus Christ, in his name. But this morning's emphasis, I consider to have been a real blessing. And I just want to thank the Lord and our brother for bringing us this very appropriate message.
I certainly did appreciate the way that the brothers taught this morning. And when Brother Oren was talking about quoting from Peter, he emphasized being kept by the power of God. And I kept waiting to see if he was going to quote any more, and at the end he did. We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And there is a wonderful interplay between the sovereignty of God and the free will of man that comes into play, and our part is the more minor part, but it is an essential part, and that is to believe and express that faith in Christ. When I, in response to Brother Paul's message on angels, when he started in with the question of how does God's will get done on earth, I would have flunked the test. I would have said through man, because Jesus said, "When I go, I will, let you take care of the of things." And in a sense, that's true, but certainly was enriched by this message that pointed us to God. But I wanted to also say something that the Lord gave me this morning as I opened my Bible to John. It's in 16, the last. Jesus gives one of the good cheers that he gives, and he's given at least three of them. But this is the good cheer of victory. He said, "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So there's the cheer of victory. I invite you to turn with me now to John 13, where we'll read this feet-washing scripture. And let's keep the pattern of the week. If you find it, as you find it and can, will you rise for the reading of the word? John 13, 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Thank you. You may be seated.
I think we'd like to lift the alms offering next so that the counters can join us a little earlier for the fellowship meal then. I'd like to read to you some words of Jesus from Matthew 6, verses 1 through 4. "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which is in secret himself shall reward thee openly." Just an injunction that reminds us that our giving must be done appropriately and out of honor and glory to God. If it's done to be seen of men, we have had our reward. And so today, as we lift this offering, we do so in the spirit of simplicity and secrecy, in a way that honors God. Let's bow our heads and ask his blessing. Our Father, we thank you today that you have graced us with so many things, so many blessings, and you've given us more than we need, and you've given us enough to share. Lord, in our sharing, help us remember that we're really only giving back to you what you have given us, that really didn't belong to us to begin with. And so we commit these gifts that we give today to you, to minister to the hearts and the needs of those among us and those who need special help in times of need. That could be us sometimes. And so, Lord, we just commit this offering to you. We lift it to you. May it bring the glory and honor that is due you. In Jesus' name, amen.